tonight's class, we split the groups, we split the students up into two groups. And we had one group looking at fair ladies with shuttles to the four corners, whilst the second group was looking at the 180 degree heel turns that we have in our particular style, our particular form. And I spent my time switching from one group to the other. And the groups were mixed abilities. We had some people who had been doing it up to 3 years in each group, and we also, each group contained people who had been doing it for just come to the end of their first year, just come to the end of the beginner's class. They've all joined the improver's class now. And although there were little technical bits that different people struggled with their knowledge or their confidence at different points, it was interesting that I noticed an overriding observation between both groups as a common thing that they both needed to work on. And it's something I must admit had never occurred to me until I saw it tonight. So I'm recording this now, not as much from my own memory as anything, to help me work on this in the future. And what the both groups were doing, and what everyone in each group was doing, was as they made their moves, the arm movements weren't big enough. And as a result, because the arm movements were small and they weren't completing the arm movements, the arms were not finishing in the right places, they weren't getting to those finishing places. As a result of this, the students were moving their arms into the next part of the move well ahead of the feet, so it was not integrated. The arms and the feet were moving separately. And this was a common issue that was throwing off their timing and throwing off their confidence as well. And the advice I've given to the students tonight is twofold. First of all, we need to see the larger movements. Left hand up, right hand down. Left hand should go all the way up. The right hand should be relaxed all the way down. And then secondly, is the students need to know the shapes inside each part of the form. For fair ladies, for example, it's where the crossed guards are, where the crossed hands is, at what point the hips and the shoulders are guarded. So the idea we always talk about is if you were to film someone playing Tai Chi at high speed, 1,000 frames a second, something silly like that, there should be one frame, and only one frame, where you can pause it and you can see the shape perfectly. And then you move on, you pause it again, there's the next shape, perfectly. You move on and there's the next shape. So the first thing you have to do is you have to learn these shapes, learn where they are, and be certain you're making them. And the moves from shape to shape is where the principles come in. By applying the principles is how you get from one shape to the next, over time with guided practice. And that's the advice coming out of tonight's class.